weekday, 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The queen of rock and roll has died.
Turner became a pop culture icon and the subject of a Broadway musical telling her life story. She was there on opening night in 2019 in front of an adoring crowd.
Thank you all.
Turner spent her final years in retirement in Switzerland. In a statement, her representative said she leaves behind her greatest work, her music. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has jumped in the race for president.
I pledge to be an energetic executive that will take on the important issues.
Correspondent Nicole D'Antonio on DeSantis challenging former President Trump.
The former president looms large over this race. Firmly atop the polls, Trump is keeping up his attacks on DeSantis, his nearest challenger.
Ron DeSantis. Did anyone ever hear of DeSantis? De sanctimonious.
Among likely Republican primary voters, the most recent CBS News poll shows Trump with a lead of more than 30 points.
President Biden has made his choice for who will be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland on Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr.
He'll be the first African-American to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff since the late Colin Powell. And this will be the first time in our nation's history that an African-American holds the positions of both chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff as well as the Secretary of Defense simultaneously.
Only a week left for lawmakers to agree on a bipartisan deal to raise the debt ceiling, or the U.S. will default for the first time ever. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says all 213 Democrats have signed on to a discharge petition to force a vote. They need five Republicans to join them, but none have yet.
Now time for House Republicans to break with the extreme wing of their party and join House Democrats to put an end to the default crisis.
As the deadline looms, Fitch Ratings has put the U.S. on notice for a potential credit downgrade if no deal is reached. Typhoon Mawar slammed Guam. Brian Strahl at the Joint Typhoon Warning Center.
155 miles per hour is the current intensity, so it has re-strengthened since moving off of Guam.
And the Florida Panthers are heading to their first Stanley Cup final since 1996 after a clean sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. Matthew Tkachuk was the hero once again, scoring with 4.3 seconds left in regulation. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising.
that's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. We are back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Yes, indeed. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, of which there's not many left. Womp, womp.
That did not sound like a sympathetic womp, womp. That sounded more like a... Ha ha, you're done, womp womp.
No!
Yeah, not felt like it.
We like it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it for the last couple months.
It was the first thing to be axed.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So if you missed yesterday's show, we're talking about this. I think all the shows are talking about this. We're having a little bit of a shake-up.
Rearrangement.
Rearrangement of the Civic Media schedule as we welcome new local shows to some of the different local stations. We switch everyone who had a three-hour show is going to a two-hour show. It's better for podcasts. It's better just for consistency across all the shows. And for our show in particular, it means we are moving from... we're going to start at 10 instead of 11, and we will be done at 12 instead of 2. And so as we were talking about how to condense 3 hours into 2 hours...
Starting to tear up.
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Hour is now going to be
didn't even say right.
A half hour?
No, don't even. Don't even. If you can't give it a full hour, don't even.
30 minutes of No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power.
Because here's
hour.
The thing, Jane. Here's the thing, Kristen. I see what's going on here. All right. I see through the lies. You start at a half an hour, then it turns into the 15 minute, then it turns into half a segment. Then it's just gone.
Then it's just a game.
Then it's not even a game. No, this is not a game.
This is not a game. We're talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
And I'm a company man, all right? You understand me? I'm a company man. I understand the moves. But what I don't understand is why you want to ax it with such impunity that you don't even care that it's going away.
We do care that it's going away. Actually, we got a comment yesterday.
Yes.
On the live stream that said...
Our
friend Changerous said, he's like, does that mean no more fun hour?
Yeah, Changerous, guess what?
But now we just have to put fun throughout the entire show.
Nothing's fun anymore. It's not fun. It is the non-fun, ho-hum, salty time.
Great.
Pirate.
I'm so glad, Greg, you don't take things personally.
Whatever, Jane.
Not a sensitive soul at all.
I got the soul of a worn trucker.
But so you only have one more next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Will be your last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. But you will still be here on Wednesdays.
If you'll have me.
We will definitely
Absolutely.
Have you.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. At the noon hour, I'm just going to get on my phone. I'll give my number out. And while you're all done, I'm just going to allow people to call in. We'll group chat it, and I'll just talk for like an hour
and see what happens. Discord channel and see who joins.
Totally. I mean, let's see how this goes. This is how Joe Rogan started, right? Joe Rogan started like that way.
Totally.
Just giving out his phone number to people and call in.
Chatting.
Yeah, and then he totally said some cool things, right?
He's totally. a totally cool
guy. You see, I'm an innovator. No difference. Don't even start with me.
Is there a different way to pronounce innovator?
No, it's okay. Just innovator. You're thinking of innovative. Jerk. I'm just saying here, I will mourn next week. I will wear all black.
I hope it's really hot.
I look hot in black. Let me tell you.
I actually checked the forecast. It's going to be, we were in it for a beautiful stretch of weather.
I wear a black hat.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Is that hot for you?
Dude, look at me. You're made
for winter.
I am made of like insulation. Like if you were doing an autopsy on me, it would be like, is that cake? No, it's attic insulation inside of him, which I actually have a joke about in my stand-up. But point is, I will be sad, but you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Jane. I'm happy for the show. I'm happy for everybody. Because I think 2 hours will be perfect. Especially just from my point of view, these last few weeks. Those first hours we've been doing, been real fun.
Real fun.
Yep. Getting good engagement with people. I think that's going to help y'all. But I know we can talk about this off air.
So we're excited. We're excited about the time change. We're excited about the schedule changes. So as you're listening to your favorite shows, nothing's going away. So it just may be in a different.
Getting shifted
around as far as when things are starting, when things are ending. Some things are going in the morning. Some things are going in the afternoon. But that is all officially happening June 5th. So until then, programming per usual. All right.
Yeah.
My question. Jane, you can't answer this because you're not a beer drinker.
All right.
No, not at all?
No.
Oh.
Buttery Chardonnay.
I should get that as my license plate.
Next to Danger. Was it Danger Lady Jane or is it Buttery Chardonnay?
Oh, it's a tough call between the two of those.
But so I just, is there anyone out there, whether is there anyone out there who has changed their watery light beer drinking habits since, I guess in general, but I mean, obviously in reaction to the Bud Light controversy.
I mean, Kid Rock definitely knew how to shoot up a case of beer.
He missed three times.
I know.
But, and I don't, I'm not saying if you're saying I'm not buying it now, or you're saying I am buying it to support them. But there's also, because there's two different articles I found in the last week. One was from Vox, one was from Vice. The Vice one is the beer ad culture war is killing me inside. And then the Vox one is, have all the beers gone woke in investigation? Because apparently, and I didn't see this, even before the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light commercials came out, Miller Lite had done something for Women's History Month as far as a campaign. It was Alana Glazer, who is a comedian, actress. She was in Broad City. And it was basically a campaign around taking old beer ads where women were in bikinis, composting those ads, then like selling them as fertilizer to like grow the hops that then they will use by female beer makers. Like it was very
convoluted. Yeah.
And so then there was some right wing people who got upset about that and like supporting women. And I just in general, like, does this, it obviously is working because while I'm not sure Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going broke, sales are down. As I said yesterday, I have a friend who works for Pabst and my friends who work for Miller who've said sales have been up. So certainly this is a protest that has been lasting. So there are people out there who are holding to their guns and like expect these corporations to be your political ally when they are very much not. And I'm just, is there anyone who can attest to either this influencing you on what kind of light beer you buy? 844-967-2789. I would just love, if it has, I would love to hear the reason. Because like for me, I'm not going to do anything because I don't think the baby wants Miller Lite. But
they want a craft beer.
They want a craft and a, and it, what is Lake it? River West Stein.
River West Stein, East Side Dark, and Extended Play, all available.
Extended Play, that one's, they're all very good.
All available.
But I just, it's interesting to me how many people are, like, it's because we're now that we're entering Pride Month, all the corporations are going to get super pridey and sell stuff. And Target's been doing this for a year, or for years, but even them are kind of getting bullied into taking things down. And so it's just like, but I think this like illusion, and we kind of talked about it yesterday of like brands that we trust and the reputational score, but also like, I don't know, does people really believe that the companies that they buy stuff from believe in what their marketing campaigns say? And that they're like your friend and your ally versus like just doing whatever they can to sell you more stuff?
I think that some people do. I think some people just, like the thing with Target we were talking about before off air, you know, Target has always had a history of doing Pride Month clothing, that kind of stuff. And, but they are a company that has given heavily to Republican candidates in Minnesota.
Totally.
Very anti-LGBTQ commit candidates they've done in the past. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, you know, I can go to Target. I don't have to go to Walmart, or I, you know, I can buy Pride stuff there, but you know, don't make me face reality. I mean, the fact that this, they're corporations, they're billion-dollar corporations. They will do whatever it takes to make money. Mm-hmm. They do not care even about their own employees' opinions, most likely. If it gets to the bottom line, they'll either do it or not do it. And individuals who are fooling themselves into thinking that Miller Lite or Bud Light or whatever, that's just what they are. They're fools. I mean,
well, and this is because this is from the Vox article, and I thought this was poignant. So, you know, in exactly what you said, because same thing with Anheuser-Busch and then the beer companies, like basically Miller Lite, Molson Coors and Anheuser-Busch basically own almost all of the beer you're going to ever drink.
Pretty much.
In the U.S.
Yep.
And it's basically craft breweries that haven't been bought up by them yet. And that's it. And so, but it's like, so on the one hand, they have these marketing campaigns that are like progressive or woke or whatever. But as you said, the way that they donate, the way that the bills that they're lobbying for certainly lean a different way. And so this is quoting from the Vox article. It's almost like beer companies do not have a consistent, coherent set of morals and values consumers should look to for cues on what to buy. The same goes for all companies. For that matter, corporations are not your friends, let alone your political allies. Think of it this way. Whatever your political inclinations, the beers are the drinking buddies you suspect don't really have your best interest at heart when they suggest you order one more beer at the bar before you head home. They've been putting all the rounds on your tab and are drinking with the other guy at the bar who really irks you. And I was like, that's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. I mean, this is what it comes down to. None of these companies, none of them, I don't care if it's beer, I don't care if it's clothes, I don't care what it is. If they are a multi-million dollar company, they don't care about you. They just don't.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
So I'm interested. I'm interested to hear from you if any of this controversy has changed your purchasing habits in the last bit, as far as makes you want to buy it more, wants to make you buy it less. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Budweiser, you said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the call. Budweiser beer's the one that's leading the rest. When you say Bud, and Beechwood aging makes it beer at its best. When you say Bud,
welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 41
overnight.
Under cloudy skies,
easterly winds
5 to 10 miles an hour.
Highs around 59.
Tomorrow,
sunny skies and calm.
Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night.
Lows dip down to about 40.
Ample sunshine expected
Friday,
with daytime highs approaching 68.
73
Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
from Ashgrove, Wisconsin, to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Exasperation.
Sorry. Go on. I apologize.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that
Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Tim Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A music icon has died.
They will keep on turning.
Tina Turner was 83. She told CBS in 2018 about her toxic marriage to Ike.
He was cruel because he depended on me. He didn't like that he had to depend on me. And I didn't want to start a fight because it was always a black eye, a broken nose, a busted lip.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis joins the 2024 race for president. The Republican made the announcement on Twitter. And Typhoon Mawar is the strongest at the island of Guam in 20 years. Brian Strahl at the Joint Typhoon Warning Center.
The maximum intensity that I've seen reported unofficially on the island has been 100 knot wind sustained. That is about 115 miles per hour.
The typhoon causing a lot of destruction. Homes damaged, trees shredded, cars flipped over, and utilities knocked out. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Have
your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Hiking to come into contact with this, or is this kind of just like at a park?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it at a park. It likes sunny areas, so probably not so bad in a forest. It avoids the shade.
Okay.
But it can be found in a wide variety of moisture habitats. So, you know, that's another part of it. But definitely sunny areas. That's where it likes to focus. You can find it in roadsides, disturbed sites, so like old fields. Things like that. So I would recommend staying on trails if you're in a sunny area. Definitely avoid it.
Because, again, it's one of those things that I think we've all seen, and it looks pretty innocuous. You know, you wouldn't think that it had such dangerous properties. So do we have to blowtorch it, or how do we get rid of this stuff?
Yeah, so... There's a variety of methods to control for this species. The most common one that I've seen done, or I've done myself, is using like a spade or a shovel to cut the taproot about 1 to 2 inches below the soil, or just straight up pulling the plant out of the ground if you can. You know, wear gloves, long sleeves. I would even wear like a face mask, you know, something so you don't get burns on your face. So that's a really effective method. But otherwise, if that's good for small populations, if you have a larger population, you're going to want to maybe mow it, usually when it starts to flower, but before it has started to set seed. Otherwise, you're just going to be spreading seeds around. So those are the two most common methods. Otherwise, herbicides are another option, but yeah.
And so because we're talking to Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki, who are invasive species specialists at the Wisconsin DNR, and about wild parsnips.
Which people need to know about.
Which people need to know about. Because
yes, Jane, yes.
So why, like, what is the biology of, like, they are in the same family as parsnips that we eat, correct?
That's right. So wild parsnip, they were originally as a garden variety. And people have been cultivating parsnips in Europe and Asia for millennia. So I was doing a bit of reading on the cultivation of parsnips. And so people like to use them as like a sugar substitute before the occurrence of like cane sugar. And you kind of see that as a carryover into things like carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
So people would either like roast the parsnips by themselves or they would incorporate them into other baked goods. Going on to your last segment, I saw that in the areas in Northern Ireland, people would take parsnips and they would add them with hops, and then they would boil them and turn them into beer and then also into liquor.
Interesting.
So there's enough sugar in that, so that allows you to turn it into kind of a brew. There's some other interesting things about the history of the cultivation. So in Europe and in ancient Rome, there's the Emperor Tiberius. So he was known to enjoy parsnips. And as part of the tribute from Gaul and Germania, he would receive them. And so apparently the parsnips from that part of the world were sweeter because of the cold snap than what they could cultivate already in Italy. There's also other mentions of it being used in medicine. So there was a Greek physician named Galen. And so he was also at the time of the gladiators. So he was a Greek physician and they came to Rome. And then he was one of the first physicians that wrote things down about different kinds of approaches. With the medicinal use of parsnips, so the Persians had described the uses as a gastric tonic, a laxative, a kidney stone crusher, and a diuretic.
Kidney stone crusher.
Kidney stone crusher.
That's my wrestling name.
And then in England, there was another physician. His name was Nicholas Culpepper, and this is in 1652. And he has this great line that says, "But the wild parsnips hath a cutting and attenuating, cleansing and opening quality therein. It resists and helps the bitings of serpents, eases the pains and stitches in the sides, and dissolves wind both in the stomach and bowels, and provokes urine."
Jason, so Jason, next time you gotta do the accent next time. Come on.
Sorry. So my skills are only just so far.
So in certain ways, parsnips are almost like, because I remember reading about this with like aloe, where it was like this magical plant that had all of these different things that it could solve. And so it sounds like parsnips, the ones that you can eat, were seen or have been seen similarly as far as it being a medicine, being used for all these different reasons. And so when did it switch, or how does it switch from being, you know, a snack that you can make into beer and use for medicine and crush some kidney stones to, like, don't touch this, it will change your genetic code and burn you?
So all these plants that are in the carrot family, carrots, parsnips, celeries, they all have those furanocoumarins. And what can happen is if you have a plant, or sometimes even animals, if you cease to cultivate them or maintain them, they can then revert back to a wild type. And then the local environment can then change how those genes are expressed. And that's one of the problems with parsnip. It reverted back to a wild form, and then those furanocoumarins are present.
So you can't harm the wild parsnips. You should not be going for the root and trying to make something out of the root.
I have heard some people still being able to do that. I am not a forager in that way, so I can't make any recommendations on foraging wild parsnips for personal use.
And what purpose in nature does it serve? I mean, is there somebody who eats them?
There's different organisms that eat parsnips. There's actually as a potential biocontrol, there is a kind of a web worm that will eat parsnip, but we've not seen it occur in large enough numbers to actually control populations. Goats can feed on it. Other herbivores can eat on it.
Goats are amazing. Goats are garbage disposals. Anything.
And in some cases, when you have animals that will feed on plants that have that furanocoumarin, it will build up in their skin. And so you can see cases where horses, cattle, goats, they will have a sunburn on the top of their muzzle where the fur is thinnest.
Interesting.
And here I was just sitting there going, parsnips? Why are we talking about parsnips? I am so fascinated.
So I guess so we know parsnips, but as summer is coming and people are spending more time outside, what other species, as two invasive species specialists, what else should people watch out for this summer?
So there we have different invasive species that are in the state.
Okay.
And so one rule that we have that helps govern the control of them is called NR40. It's the state's invasive species rule. And species can be regulated under one of two classes. They can be either restricted or prohibited. Prohibited species are our early detection plants and animals. That if they are detected in the landscape, we want to know about them as quickly as we can so that we can mobilize funding, staff, partners, so that we can help control them while they're still in small sizes. There are other plants and animals that we have that are on the list that pose dangers in their own ways. So we've got, like we're talking about parsnip, that's a human health hazard. The giant hogweed's another one. Japanese knotweed, if you've your homes. Japanese knotweed has been known to punch through asphalt. It can break through the foundations of your basement.
Wow.
There have been pictures of it, like where if it lands on a flat roof, it will punch down through your roof and ceiling and grow into your home.
What?
Oh my God!
We need to set you people up with some movie producers because there's a horror movie waiting to be made out of this stuff.
It's the Poison Ivy character from yes. Batman.
I'm thinking Little Shop of Horrors now too. It's just like I was going to say I'm never going outside again. I don't know what to do anymore. Plants will just beat us. They win. They win.
Mother Earth undefeated.
Yep, she'll always win.
And so many of these plants, they have these defenses because they can't escape. They can't run away. So it's like one of the like a philosophical question, like why do plants have thorns? Why are they poisonous? So plants, like you've got nicotine. It's a natural insecticide because it will short circuit the insect's nervous system.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're coming up against a break, so we have to let you go. But this was fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki. We'll send me all that information in my email so I can put it on today's show notes so people know what to look out for when it comes to wild parsnip. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
I want to have a parsnip. Open, peel, bite. Let's have a parsnip because we're going to buy and buy and buy and give Tesco money. A parsnip's like a carrot, that's more slender, tall, and slim.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote, and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 41. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 40. Ample sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 68. 73 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how.
Can we just listen to that whole song?
Speaking cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say.
That song is amazing.
I've definitely said that thing.
Garfunkel notes are amazing.
But I also feel like that's an unfair question. It's like, oh, did you want a boy or a girl? It's like, what? How are you supposed to respond to that? Yes, I wanted a boy, but I'm having a girl. Like, it's like a silly small talk question.
I know, but the way that the smug pregnant woman answer is just like, ugh, why did I even bother asking in the first place? Yeah. You don't understand life until you have a baby, Greg. I guess I'll never understand life. Thank you, Jane, for bringing that up. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And then I also found, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. It's not an original.
Let's have Parsnips.
Let's have a Parsnip. I knew that I knew that beat. It is a parody song of the Scissor Sisters' Let's Have a Kiki. I want to have a Kiki. Yes. And we didn't have time to play it, but I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
Oh my God.
And so I will put that in the show notes as well today. But
I'm sorry, I just want to say that wild parsnip thing was really interesting.
I wanted to keep talking.
So fascinating.
I wanted to keep talking about it. I wanted to keep
and you were so skeptical.
I was, well, of course I was. We're talking about parsnips. I don't know anything about parsnips.
That's why we listen to this program, Greg.
That's true.
Okay. Well, pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. I mean, and both of them had very relaxing voices. I just want them to read books to me.
Japanese, also just the name of some of these things, like wild parsnips. Kind of a boring name. Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Giant hogweed.
Yeah.
Like.
And I am genuinely surprised that horror movie producers haven't, maybe they have, but that stuff sounds seriously like right out of a movie.
They're,
with roots that can bash through your asphalt and your basement and stuff.
And he's not kidding. I just looked up a picture of giant hogweed, and I don't think the woman in this picture is 6'4", as Jason says that he is, but it is 2.5 size, like 2.5 times taller than her.
Wow.
Yeah. Of how tall this, and it's this adult woman.
There's even a song by the band Genesis called Return of the Giant Hogweed. I mean, that's.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer.
Return of the giant Hogweed.
What give me a this, second. Just give me a second.
What is the song about?
Who knows? Peter Gabriel wrote it in the early 70s.
It's probably a lot of drugs.
Fanciful walking through meadows and things of that nature.
All right. Well, while Jane tries to find it, let's talk about who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is one Marlon Hill. He's been on the Boondocks. He has been on Showtime at the Apollo. He has been a Milwaukee comedian for decades now.
He's
from Milwaukee.
Nice.
And he will be actually recording his DVD this weekend. So there's a show Thursday, Friday.
There's still DVDs?
I'm not going to get into it. Okay. I'm not going to try to explain technology to that man. I love him to death, but whatever. one show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday, all shows at 7:30. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. Get your tickets because they are selling well right now.
And nice.
Make sure if you want to come down, it's going to have great opening acts. And it's always great to have Marlon here for a weekend because he's just a good guy, lots of good energy, really good to the community for comedy, and just positive dude. Love him to death.
Hey, and it's a nice long weekend. What a great fun way to, enjoy the weekend. And yeah. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of getting your comedy on.
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to be performing soon.
I will be.
Not in Milwaukee.
In July I will be, but not coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But coming up in the next 2 weeks, you will be performing in Chicago.
In Chicago, the 2nd and 3rd at the Den Theater, opening up for one Mr. Hari Kondabolu.
Are we going to get him on the show?
We will. I will work on that. Yeah, I do want to get him on the show to talk about a couple of things, like his new special, Vacation Baby, mm-hmm. which is on YouTube right now. And he also just... did a really good podcast episode with Hank Azaria regarding Apu and The Simpsons.
Wow.
So I want to talk to him about both those things, and I will work on getting those in the next couple weeks if that's possible.
Yeah, but that is, because that, for people who do not know, that was kind of, I'm not sure that's his big breakthrough, but that was, he made a little bit of a name for himself with his kind of march against Apu, the character.
Well, it wasn't.
You can probably explain it better than
I can. Yeah, so he did a documentary called "The Problem with Apu."
And yes,
it's basically looking at South Asian representation in media, and the crux of it is that, you know, Hari, growing up as a lifelong Simpsons fan, his big problem was Apu defined him to people, so he had to deal with the stereotypes that came from that show being thrown back at him, and he's like, "I love the Simpsons." But that doesn't mean you can't critique something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a name for himself by doing that. And one of the things he called for in that, he wanted to just have a conversation with Hank Azaria, and it never ended up happening. But, I'll tell you this, I'll get him on the show and he can explain it and keep in tune for the interview, because I just want to say this, Hank Azaria is a next level human. I will say that based on what Hari has told me about Hank's journey. So yeah, we'll get him on the show, but yeah, June 2nd and 3rd, the Den Theater in Chicago. Tickets are available. 4 shows. I will be hosting. It'll be amazing.
Send me those links so I can put in the show notes.
I will send you those links.
And you can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Get those pictures of the wild parsnips.
I will get the... Yeah, there's a lot. I have a busy afternoon. I'm going to get these up today.
Jane's all about that parsnip, baby.
I'm on a mission.
Did you find the giant hogweed song?
I did. We'll use it on the way out.
It's ridiculous.
What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do we have anything, any closing thoughts, any closing notes for before we do our second to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour?
Corporations don't care about you.
Okay. That's a good recap.
Yep.
What else? What should we recap? Basically that healthcare is a sham in this country.
Yep.
That politicians don't really give a flying F about gun control, or some don't.
Or kids.
Shout out and like... the woman who we all decided that we would probably rather take probation than go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's roundup. Genevieve told us about housing, beer wars, parsnips. Yeah, it was a good show.
We just shouted out.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, we did.
I love it. That's what I love about this show, baby.
All right. Well, tomorrow we will do it all again. We will have our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So if you have questions about women's health or health in general, you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But in general, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. We will see you back here tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This.